turn this back on?
Yeah.
To the left, right?
To the left. Hit that button in the middle. Perfect.
You ever think about communion while you're doing this, Alan?
Nah, I think about it, I guess.
Sorry.
I never gave it any thought. The body. But you know, that must have been painful. I mean, you look at all that right there. Wouldn't that have been painful to put a nail through? Yeah, that would have been painful. And, then the blood. We're at the convenience store. We're going to get the grape juice for the representing the blood of Jesus. I already got the crackers in my trusty mobile communion carrying case. I got my Welch's grape juice. So this is the blood. And the body is right here. See? Crackers. Everyday saltines from Walmart.
Yeah. They're just normal things, both of them, huh?
Yeah, they're just normal things. All this is represented. The prayer and the idea is the thing.
Gotcha.
Come on.
I don't get a chance to go to church often. This morning I wanted to try to come, but you look at my feet, I can't get no shoes on, they're so slow. Mm.
That's all right.
Can't be so much because I can't walk anymore. I can't run out there, get in that van and drive and go like I used to. This is my church when I can't come. I try to go as often as I feel up to it that I can. But if I can, I still, you know, try to have church. And I say I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I am blessed in so many ways. Because this last 6 years has been hard, and I've come close to death 4 times. Mm-hmm. And I keep saying, he's keeping me here for some reason.
Oh, yeah, everything. Now, Sister Pat. There we go. And let me set it right here.
Yes.
And so, according to John 6, says that this is the bread which.
Then I looked at the mouth, and she has her teeth in.
This is the bread which came out of heaven. Talking about Jesus. The living bread. Came out of heaven, not as the Father's ate. And dies. But
see if we can get more blood.
The eaters as bread shall live forever.
She's getting a little bit darker now.
So Jesus told his disciples, sitting there at the Last Supper, that this bread is my body, which will be broken for you. He said, take this bread and remember to me, eat. On the same night, the Lord took the cup. He knew that his blood was going to be shed for the world,
which is the white,
for a sinful, cruel, and evil world that despised him.
Blood throughout the body.
But he knew what he had to do. And he said that same night he took the cup and having blessed it,
the blood back into,
gave it to his disciples, and he said,
blood is cleansed through the law,
that this is my blood which is shed for you. He said, take and drink. The shedding of the blood. No, I never really did give it much thought afterwards. After first Sunday, I was pretty much kept it moving. Yeah.
Now, what are your thoughts as we sit here and look at a body? And Jesus' body that was broken for our sins.